The Maine Justice Department memo addressing the legal marijuana issue, known as the Cole Memo, set forth new priorities for federal prosecutors operating in states where the drug had been legalized for medical or other adult use. It represented a major shift from strict enforcement to a more hands-off approach, as long as they didn't threaten other federal priorities like preventing the distribution of the drug to minors or cartels. Carrie Boyter, a legislative analyst for the group Americans for Safe Access, says the end result of Sessions' action will mean some U.S. attorneys may decide to try to prosecute individual marijuana cases in states where pot is legal.
You better hope you're in the jurisdiction of a very friendly U.S. attorney. So in Western Washington, you might be okay depending on who gets to replace Jenny Durkin. In Eastern Washington, arguably, I think Harrington is worse than Michael Ormsby.
Wednesday, Joseph Harrington was named the interim U.S. attorney for Eastern Washington. Mike Ormsby, who preceded him, brought federal charges against the group known as the Kettle Falls Five for manufacturing marijuana when medical pot was legal in the state. Those convictions were vacated by a U.S. District Court judge in Spokane on Wednesday at the request of federal prosecutors. Boyder says the Kettle Falls case is a good example of how individuals can be targeted by federal prosecutors in states with legal medical and recreational pot.
But what we saw in Kettle Falls, what we're seeing now, is what we could see with a whole lot of people. And it probably won't be as good of an outcome, because the Kettle Falls outcome thus far has been extraordinarily positive for them. Everyone else that I've worked for is still in prison.
A total of 8 states have legalized recreational marijuana. 29 have legalized medical cannabis. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.